This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. As part of our American Graduate Series Class of 17, we've been following a group of North Texas teens since eighth grade. Today, we catch up with Alex Gutierrez, whose trouble with math kept her from going to the private school she wanted. Alex just wrapped up her senior year at a charter school where kids learn English, Spanish, and Chinese. It's the senior banquet at International Leadership of Texas in Garland, the last big get-together before graduation. Alex Gutierrez and her friends sit around a table talking, laughing, and eating fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and green beans. Snow Patrol and Andra Day play from the speakers. Alex is trying to process what she's feeling. Normal emotions for a teenager who's ending one phase of her life and starting another.
It certainly feels overwhelming because it feels like it's all happening so fast, even though when I started the school year, it seemed like graduation wasn't coming fast enough. You can't find a
fighter, but I see it in you. Alex's journey through high school has been checkered with highs and lows. There's been the ongoing challenge with math. This is her back in 2013.
They say that so I can get promoted to ninth grade, I have to take summer school of math, because math is the only thing that's like holding me back.
And trying to learn that third language, Chinese.
It wasn't hard at first, like at the beginning of the school, but it's gotten challenging.
Her former principal, Nadia Ayala, used to give Alex pep talks when she was struggling in pre-AP algebra.
I told her in Spanish, necesitas echarle ganas. You have to put in the will and the work so that you do well, especially when you know that you're not the best at something. You need to work even harder.
Like any good challenge, the hard work paid off.
This year in math was actually a lot better. I was in financial math, and financial math was like a lot easier than any other math classes that I've had in general.
That doesn't mean senior year was easy. Alex says it was stressful, constantly checking her grades, making sure she was on track to graduate. There were also the personal challenges. Her dad told her he and her mom were getting divorced.
The silence is quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe.
It's been different, definitely.
The family dynamics changed.
It's been more of my mom supporting me and pushing me through. She's been the one that I could say I owe it all to.
Alex tries not to think about it too much and focuses on school. It worked. She ended up getting B's on most of her final exams, and she got one of the highest grades on a test that measured how much Chinese and Spanish she knows. Still, there's that question. What comes next?
It's a bit frightening because I always had someone guiding me, whether it was my parents or teachers, letting me know that, oh, you have to turn this in by this week, or you have a final in 2 days.
Those days are over.
So it's going to be up to me to keep up with my stuff.
For the next couple of years, Alex plans to stay close to home and go to Richland College. After that, maybe Sam Houston State. The ultimate goal? A dream she's had since third grade. Become an FBI agent. Sure, she wants to see justice done. Part of it is the adrenaline rush.
Like, it's not your typical job where you're sitting down and you're working on a computer. You're out and you're investigating and you're interacting with other people aside from your employees.
No matter what obstacles lie ahead, Alex Gutierrez seems up for the challenge. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
All we need is hope.
comfort that we have each other. The egg, I will rise 1,000 times again.